It's 9 at night, shortly after the close of our last episode. As a uniformed guard admits Perry Mason to Nicholas Importing Company. Now, a moment later.
Now, here it is.
E. Beekman, general manager. Well, Ed's right next to the president's office.
Come in.
Ed?
Mr. Mason. Come on in, Mr. Mason.
May I come, too?
Sure, Mr. Mason.
Hi, Ed.
I got your message, Mr. Mason, but when you didn't show up this afternoon, I thought maybe you'd put it off until tomorrow.
No, we got a little busy, and then Audrey told us you were working late.
Yeah. Here, sit down. Take this chair, Mr. Mason.
Thank you. Your office is lovely, Ed.
You like it? It's almost as big as Mr. Nicholas' office. Almost, not quite.
There's another difference. His office is empty.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Mr. Nicholas went fishing. He flew up to Canada. He's been out of touch for a couple of weeks now.
Why? They've got telephones and mail service just like we do.
Not where he is. Mr. Nicholas is out in the middle of nowhere. There's no roads, telephone wires, nothing.
Oh, really? And he left everything in your charge?
Uh-huh.
That's wonderful, Ed.
In a way.
Why do you say it like that?
Mr. Nicholas doesn't know what has happened, Ed?
Not yet. I don't know what he's going to say when he comes back. It's my daughter is charged with murder.
Well, I'll speak to him.
I'd appreciate it, Mr. Mason. You know, in one way, I'm glad he's out of town because it means I've got extra work to do, and right now I got to stay busy. When I got time on my hands, I start thinking about Kate being in jail and what she's going through. And I've been through it myself. I know what it is.
You got out?
Yeah. All the way from a 2x4 cell with a concrete floor to this nice big office. I don't know how long I'll keep this office when Mr. Nicholas comes back. While I had it, I earned it. I didn't put over any fast ones or chip anybody to get it.
You're thinking of Gordy Weber?
Yeah. Gordy was always sounding off how he'd strike it rich. Let it go. The guy is dead now, so.
Well, I'm here because Gordy did sound off, Ed. When he talked to you in prison about his plans when he got out, did he have big plans?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Schemes involving money,
That's all he thought about.
Did he tell you where he planned to get this money?
Well, not exactly. No.
Did he have a stake? Or did you get the impression someone was going to stake him?
Well, he hinted somebody was going to stake him. Mm-hmm. Somebody with important dough.
I see. We're trying to find Weber's connection with the stolen car syndicate.
Oh? That nightclub where Katie worked?
That's right. See, if Weber was in the stolen car outfit, the nightclub figured in. Well, Kate doesn't remember seeing anything, but she might have without knowing it.
What makes you think so?
Well, if Kate was framed for Weber's murder...
Framed?
I said if. But if she were, of course, there's a reason. Now, the reason could be she's potentially dangerous.
To the guy behind the stolen car racket.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Gordy made his tie-up with the racket sometime after we got out of stir.
Why?
Because he started a crooked insurance deal at first. Tried to pull me in, you remember.
Well, the same money could have been behind the insurance deal and the car racket, unless... What about his girl?
Tony Fassi?
Mm-hmm. Did she have money enough to rent an expensive insurance office and finance Gordy?
I don't know, Mr. Mason. I'm not even sure she was in on it with Gordy. I mean, all the way.
Yeah. And you don't know if she was financing him?
Uh-uh.
Maybe we can find out another way. Adela, phone Mr. Merriweather. Make an appointment first thing tomorrow. Hmm?
Okay, Chief. Perry, I asked Kate again about Tony Fassina. Kate's certain that Tony has nothing against her.
Well, Kate has been wrong before, Miss Street. She's only a kid. She doesn't know who her friends are. You know, I wish I could tell you more, Mr. Mason. I wish I could do something.
We're doing something, Ed.
I believe you, Mr. Mason. Whether Katie knows it or not, she's got one real friend. I think she knows just as I do. Thanks for what you're doing, Mr. Mason.
Well, it's true Kate doesn't know her own friends. For example, she doesn't know Tony Fassina bears her a bitter, undying hatred. But on the other side, Kate has begun to make a true friend in the person of Donald Halverson, homicide lieutenant. Don Halverson feels an instinctive sympathy and liking for the girl in spite of his conviction she killed Weber. Don is hopeful he can soften Kate's punishment, if only he can learn from her the true story of what happened the night Weber was killed. And so, in an effort to get that truth, Halverson ordered Mary Moriarty, policewoman, to pose as a prisoner. had Sergeant Moriarty placed in the cell next to Kate's, where now...
Kate. Katie.
Hmm?
What are you looking at out the window?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking.
I thought you were going to talk to me.
Lights out in 20 minutes, girls. Lights out in 20 minutes.
Hey, Katie, what's the matron's name?
Josie. Josie!
Yeah?
How about something to eat? I didn't get any supper.
You get breakfast.
But I'm hungry now.
Listen, Moriarty, I asked you downstairs if you wanted to eat, and you said no.
Oh, I couldn't eat then.
And you can't now. It's your own fault, I asked you.
Oh, Josie, I've got some fruit and candy.
I don't feel sorry for her, Katie. I asked her downstairs
if
you wanted...
Oh, please, Josie, I know how I felt when they brought me here. Is it all right?
Okay. Give them here. I'll pass them to her.
Now, wait a minute, honey. I don't want to rob
you. Oh, I've got plenty. Really and truly. Here, Josie, some grapes and plums.
Okay.
Oh, and this box of fudge.
Hey, not the whole box.
Go ahead, take it, Josie. Won't you help yourself?
You trying to butter me up, kid? Ah, forget I said that, will you? Sure, I'd like some candy. Maybe I ought to rub some of it on my feet.
What?
My feet hurt. This concrete floor starts pushing back at you after a few hours.
Josie, I know some good exercises for your feet when they're tired.
Exercises?
Mm-hmm.
I exercise them on this concrete.
The exercises do help. They taught us at the school.
Hmm?
What school's that? Oh, where I studied dancing a long time ago.
Couldn't have been too long, kid.
Well, it seems like a long time.
Yeah. Get it down fast, Mary. Lights out in 15 minutes.
I'll show you the exercises tomorrow.
All right, Katie.
Say, you're a dancer? I used to be, but I hurt my back in an accident last year. I can't dance anymore.
Not ever?
Probably.
Yeah, that must have been tough. After you studied it and all. Real tough, huh?
Oh, I was disappointed. More than I should have been. I felt sorry for myself.
Sure. Why not?
I was wrong. I took a job in a nightclub only because I was sorry for myself. I felt I had to do something.
Well, what's wrong with it? The job?
It was all right, but the man I worked for...
Oh, man. Well, we all make mistakes.
What about you, Mary?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I just worked in an office, cashier. Nothing romantic.
But what happened?
Didn't think you'd ask me questions.
What?
I mean, I didn't expect anyone to be interested.
But I am, really.
Well, let me get my story straight. I mean, so you'll understand. There was this fellow in the office.
What kind of an office?
Oh, importing company.
Oh, my father's with an importing company. He's told me a lot about it.
You know about the importing business? Well, I can't give you details because I only worked with figures. Well, anyhow, there was this fellow, and I felt for him. And I let him talk me into juggling the figures. Now, here I am.
Well, will it be all right? Does your lawyer say he can straighten it out?
I haven't got a lawyer. No dough, no lawyer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who's your lawyer?
Mr. Perry Mason.
Mason?
Mm-hmm. Mary, won't the man you like... Won't he help you?
I don't want to talk about him.
Oh.
Now, what about you, Katie? How come you're in here?
Don't you know?
Really? No.
It's been in the papers. They say I killed a man.
Yeah?
His name was Gordon Weber. He managed the nightclub where I worked.
And?
Well, he was stabbed to death, and they say... I did it.
That's a little hard to believe.
Oh, I didn't do it.
Then why do they say you did?
I don't know. I'm surprised you didn't hear about it.
Look, honey, when I got tangled up in my troubles, I didn't have time for anybody else's. But my troubles aren't as bad as yours, are they? You've got real trouble. Say, I'm eating all your candy. You know something, Katie? Maybe someday I can give you some candy.
Well, Kate Beekman has gone a long way toward making a new and important friend.
More of this tomorrow, so by all means, join us, won't you?